Now we bring you the stuff of legends. An urban legend and a jazz legend combining for a legendary advertising campaign. In the 1970s, Ella Fitzgerald became the face of Memorex cassette tapes, a surprising second act for the beloved mid-century singer. Michelle Mercer has a story for NPR's series, Turning the Tables, which is re-examining the legacies of the women who created American popular music.
It all started with a folktale. In 1970, the Leo Burnett ad agency had a bright idea for selling Memorex's new line of blank cassette tapes.
Can the human voice shatter glass?
They'd enlist audio engineers to prove the old myth that an opera singer could shatter a wine glass with a high note.
He did it.
And then show that a Memorex cassette had such exacting sound precision that its recording could break a glass, too.
New Memorex recording tape. Reproduction so true, it can shatter glass.
It was a good start, but the agency began to think opera was too highbrow for the broader audience that Memorex hoped to reach. The campaign needed a spokesperson whose musical style had a more casual brilliance. Enter Ella Fitzgerald, jazz legend, gold standard in vocal excellence for her scat singing, and paradigm of high-fidelity sound for her mid-century recordings of the Great American Songbook. In 1972, at age 55, Ella became the face and voice of Memorex cassettes in TV ads like this one.
Ella Fitzgerald. She's attempting to shatter a glass with her amplified voice. She did it. You are now hearing the Memorex cassette tape recording we just made of Ella. Now you'll see a glass shatter again. But is it Ella or is it Memorex?
I'll never tell.
Breaking a glass wasn't an unlikely feat for a singer of Ella's range and tone, especially with her voice amplified. What brought special warmth and conviction to the TV ads was Ella's middle-aged appearance. She was on the heavy side, wore a wig, and in some ads, cataract-correcting eyeglasses.
It doesn't really matter that she's not glamorous.
That's Judith Tick, a music historian and Ella Fitzgerald biographer.
There are plenty of people who can be glamorous, but they don't necessarily have that quality of vocal genius.
Memorex was selling consumers the ability to make their own recordings on blank cassettes to improvise their own musical experiences, just like Ella did with her scat singing.
It means improvisation. It means freedom. And that magic about scat carries over to the magic of the glass shattering.
In 1974, the Memorex TV spot evolved. Count Basie, Fitzgerald's old bandmate, sat with his back to a recording booth, listening for the difference between Ella's live voice played through speakers and a Memorex tape recording of it.
You know, if anybody knows what Ella Fitzgerald sounds like, it's me, Count Basie. But honestly, I can't tell if that's Ella, or if that's a recording of Ella on Memorex with MRX.
In the era of three network TV, Memorex commercials aired on both CBS and NBC during football games and rock shows. So anyone who watched television at all was likely to catch an Ella Memorex spot. The tagline,
"Is it live or is it Memorex?"
became a branding success on par with Maxwell House's Good to the Last Drop. As the campaign became an institution, the almost 60-year-old Ella reveled in a career resurgence. Some jazz purists balked at Ella using the art form to hawk cassettes. But she was indifferent to stylistic boundaries and popular anxieties. Her career dated back to the 30s, when jazz was mainstream music. And television exposure had a distinct meaning for Black artists at the time.
We know that Black artists were kept off the radio and television. But it changes in the 1970s because we're in the post-civil rights era. The prestige of Black is beautiful, Black pride, Black culture is emerging. And that means that there are Black celebrities that will be doing all kinds of endorsements.
By the late 70s, Stevie Wonder was endorsing TDK cassettes.
It's not just a cassette. It's a little music machine that delivers the best sound for its size I've ever heard.
Ray Charles endorsed the Scotch brand.
When you record, you want that true, pure sound. So do it on Scotch, because with Scotch recording tape, y'all know the truth comes out.
As tape competition heated up, Memorex reached out to younger consumers by teaming Ella with Melissa Manchester.
I think we can make
Manchester was a rising 25-year-old singer-songwriter known for the hit Midnight Blue. And she'd been a devoted Ella fan from the moment she heard the singer's Gershwin Songbook album as a little girl.
She was my guiding light. She just was my guiding light through my whole life.
That's Manchester. She's now in her 60s and is still recording music.
When I first got to meet her on the set of the Memorex commercial, she was so jolly and so dear and so huggy, and I immediately felt confirmed of all I had hoped for, that she was just magnificent in every way.
In the ad, Manchester was thrilled to flunk the Ella Memorex listening test.
So Ella stood where I couldn't see her, and I listened carefully to her voice. But you know, I couldn't tell.
Nobody's perfect.
Cassette sales rose throughout the 70s with the introduction of the car cassette deck and Sony's first Walkman. But by the end of the decade, the Ella Memorex partnership showed signs of wear. A 1979 Memorex spot featured Ella opposite jazz flugelhorn player Chuck Mangione, who performed Feel So Good, his rare instrumental hit.
Ella Fitzgerald is listening to Chuck Mangione while we're recording him on Memorex with MRX3 Oxide.
The roles were inverted here. Ella sat outside the booth, listening, rather than singing herself. Ella's transition from live singer to a more passive stock icon signaled that her spokesperson role had run its course.
It's Memorex!
Ella's last Memorex commercial aired in the early 80s, but she continued to travel and perform throughout the decade and realized that she had become a kind of folk hero. Airline pilots would warn her not to sing on their flights for fear of broken plane windows. Here she is in an interview from 1980.
Oh, it's real funny. When we're in England, you know, and Australia, they don't say, oh, Fitzgerald anymore. They say, oh, there goes the Memorex line.
Ella performed publicly for the last time in 1992, ending a career that spanned six decades and countless styles.
The thing about Ella is that she is the paradigm of an artist who had total comfort in crossing over many, many kinds of boundaries.
That's Judith Tick again, Ella's biographer.
She didn't need to be defined by one label. And I think the Memorex ad was an example of her eclectic aspirations.
Ella Fitzgerald died a few years later, in 1996. By then, she had collected quite a few nicknames. The First Lady of Song, the Queen of Jazz, and of course, the Memorex Lady. Michelle Mercer, NPR News.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea.